This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843.
Waddle's presence is making DVP look like Terrell Owens. He looked good this week, man. Parker looked good. He looked comfortable. He looked healthy. And I think one of the best things for Devontae Parker
is that there are other guys out there now. One, he doesn't become the obvious target. Two, it lights a little fire in his ass because now he's going to have to compete for playing time with Waddle, with Fuller now coming back, and Gesicki. So when Tua drops back now, it's not like he's dependent on Parker. And having Parker healthy also helps in this, ladies and gentlemen, which is what a lot of people will not look at. This gives Preston Williams more time to recover. I do not want to see Miami rush this kid back. I've told you this many times. Now you got Fuller back. You got Waddle playing. You got Gesicki playing. You're getting Shaheen back. And you've got Parker. You don't need Parker and Preston Williams on the field at the same time right now. You don't. You only need one of them on the field at this moment because they're kind of the same guy. But the speed is something you cannot take off the field. But once Preston Williams also is able to come back, those of you that had a love affair with Albert Wilson, you're going to be a little disappointed because if Albert Wilson played the way he played this past week, he'll be phased out and traded or cut probably.